Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Elisha Chanina ben Harav Aaron Avram Shlita Leilu Nishmasa. We're learning the Sfasemes. We learn a lot of Pachad Yitzchak also, but this year it's on the Sfasemes, and we're starting with the Maimer and Rosh Hashanah Tafresh Lamadalad Rosh Hashanah Bevakshin Aklal Oilam Tein Pachtucha V'chule Kol Abruim. So we know that we ask in Rosh Hashanah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should place his fear on everybody, his on everybody, Tein Pachtucha Kol Masecha V'Masecha Kol Masheberas V'Yurcha Kol Amasim, everybody. V'Gemari Yisa, but the Gemara says K'desh Tamlichuni Aleichem, that I should be Melech over you, you should blow the shofar, you should say Malchius and blow the shofar, K'desh Tamlichuni Aleichem, in order that I should be king over you. Why isn't it enough then that we ask that in davening that Hashem be king over us? Why do we ask that Hashem be king over the whole world? The explanation is that a faithful servant has to ask for the kingship of the master on everything. That's what a faithful servant does. You ask that the king be master over everything and everybody. But if you really want it, you ask with all your heart. Automatically, the kingship first spreads on you. And the malchus that we say in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is we mamlichem over everybody. And through this, he's melech over us first, and the halach is, we ask he should be king over everybody. But since we care so much that he should be king over everybody, it starts with us. Umikud shebrichu islan lemelav shebaru kol abriya vor Yisrael kumoshisa b'shvil chulei reishis imkeni b'nei Yisrael lo yishtatfu b'Rosh Hashanah. We have to learn from Hashem. Hashem created the world for the Jewish people. It says, so if we're not mishtatef in Rosh Hashanah with everybody, we don't daven for everybody, it's not going to be a kiyum to the world, and therefore we have to daven the whole world, that everybody should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the purpose of creation was, the reason there's a world is for Am Yisrael. So Am Yisrael's job is to make sure there's a world. Why is there going to be a world if he's melech over everybody? So the way we make sure there's a world is by being mevakesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be melech over the whole world. So it's not enough to be mamlichim over us, but like we said, it starts with us. Now we move on to Tafresh Lamadala B'Kesel Yom Chagenu. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Nasan Lanu Yom Adin Lecha Ki U Bein Amodos Af Ki Mishpat Yom Mishpatu V'Michaz Do Agadol Asher Aleinu Kama Shekotim V'Vosech U'Mach Shevosech Aleinu Ki V'Chol Moed V'Chag Yeshar Yisera L'Chol Ish Yisrael. Shekadosh Baruch Hu gave us this din. It says Kesel Yom Chagenu. It's called a Chag. It's amongst in the Torah. It's amongst the Modos. Part of the holiday system. Even though it's a Yom Mishpat, but it's a Chesed. Because God's wonders and thoughts are about us, because there's this great light on all the holidays, including Rosh Hashanah. That's why it's called Yom Tov. Yom, Shenikra Yom Tov Hashem Or Aganus Shemeir B'chol Yom Tov. That's that hidden light. We're in Tafresh Lamadal Dim Rasul B'Kesa. That hidden light, that's Meir B'chol Yom Tov. That shines in every Yom Tov. That's the Or, V'yaraslikim L'Or Ki Tov. V'yaraslikim L'Or Yom. Or is day. Talk about a Yom Tov. It's a day of good light. And we have this light from this hidden light. God planted the light for the tzaddik, and v'amech kulam tzaddikim, we're all tzaddikim. We all have this nekuda within us. That's the Son of God, that's Dovek to Hashem. But it has to be hidden. So there's no prosecution against it. You can't see on the Jewish face that we have this superiority over other Nevraim. There's a concept of white supremacists. They walk around saying whites are good and blacks are bad. We don't do that. But we know that in our pnimius, whatever color we are, if you're a member of Am Yisrael, ki chelek Hashem amo, in our pnimius we have this special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were called banim. That's the special love. The more we cover this nekuda, the more zochet to guard this nekuda, preserve this nekuda, the more we zochet to be davik b'Hashem. That's the hiddenness. We have to hide it. And Amr Shoshana says Yotzev Yotzev Beis Hasur. Yotzev is that nekuda said tzaddik. It comes out that it's revealed in Rosh Hashanah our greatness. Will Hosef Bior to add explanation? Ki Rosh Hashanah Yom Adin. Rosh Hashanah is a day of judgment. Will Bnei Yisrael Huchag Ki Vetuchem Bnei Yisrael Shenichdav Misifren Shel Tzadikim. So for us, it's a hal. It's judgment for the whole world. But for us, it's a yontif, it's a chag, because we're sure we're going to be written in the Sefer of Tzadikim. Can see Vamech Kulan Tzadikim, Rol Tzadikim. Mach Kitzur Dal. I'll say this: it's persecution again. It's a kufim Hashadim Shomer Pnimius Shelo. The more you guard our Pnimius, Isha Ganav Hakadosh Baruch Hu Somech Alav. Regarded in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sochech Alav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Misakech and his guards us. Val Pizeh Yuvan Divrei, move on Divrei HaGemara Omer Lach HaShos Mein Mayim Rav Yisrael Halel. Why don't we say Shira on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? He said Ela Omer Lam Efshar Melech Yoshev HaKisei Ra'adin Sifrei Chaim V'Sifrei Mechem Suche Lefanav Yisrael Omer Shira. We can't say Shira. So I think this Fasemis is saying that we have to guard it in our penis. We can't say it externally. Now we're going to skip to Taras, Tafrei Samach. Dibra Maschil, Isa Tkiya Shofar. The last shtickle. Isa. Ki Yeshofer Chachma ve'ena Malacha. Maseches Rosh Hashanah says that Ki Yeshofer is a Chachma and it's not a Malacha, and fear from the Gemara learns that Midaraisa you're allowed to blow Shofar on Shabbos. Ve'al Derech HaRemez, this Fasemis learns the essence and the Iker Inyan of Tkiya B'Shofar. Because Chachma and Malacha are two opposing, opposite ideas. A Baal Malacha, person who's doing work, he understands what he has to do, and he does it. But Chachma's Koachma. Koachma means that all my Koach, what is it? I don't have anything. I'll call Bidei Shemayim. The Chachma learns, comes to the Maskana, to the conclusion that of Avraham Avinu, that we're nothing. So Tkiya Shofar is the expression of this very idea. We blow the shofar. We don't present our claims and we don't explain our requests, we just cry out with this fundamental call from our pnimius without words. So that's Chachma. It's what am I, what can I say, who am I? I'm nothing. Ikra Chachma Zoktas Vasemes Huabidol El Shorish. Chachma is being without yourself to the Shorish. Chachma Zosias Koach Ma Zora Kodesh. And therefore there's no speech. We just open up our mouth with Chachma, meaning we're saying we don't have anything, we don't know anything, we're garnished. We have Chachma, we have intelligence, we have an IQ, but we make ourselves like a behema. That's what it means, Adam Behema Toshi Hashem. We're Rumi Midas, we're clever like an Adam. We make ourselves like a behema. Because most Adam and Hema Ayin. Because at the end of the day, we're just as intelligent as an ape. Just the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us intelligence, but it's all from Hashem. We have to realize we're nothing. The first chait was eating from the Eitz Hadas, this mixture of not knowing good and bad. And therefore the Chacham was scared about that. Das gets in the way a lot, that we think we know, we think we understand. So a Jew often has to be mevatel his das, make himself like a behema. V'tzoik rak b'kol, and cried only with our voice. That they cried out to Hashem when they ran away from the Mitzrim. So that's the umnos, the craft of their forefathers. to just cry out to Hashem. V'zeh remez ha-medrush parashas b'shalach Yisroel mizgah b'yirushasa akol kol Yaakov perish yodeo meivin shenu misat z'chus shalo rak akol shirashna me'avaseinu. So we know that our whole z'chus is in our kol, that it's not us. It's just we inherited the kol from Yaakov. It was given to us at Har Sinai called Torah. Torah's chesed al-lashona, that we realize it's a chesed from Hashem. But that we're really nothing, so we just cry out with this kol, this primal cry from the depths of our soul. That's the schus for us. But it's not our own chachma. So it means chachma ve'ena malacha. We don't know anything. So now b'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to go back. Tav reish lamed gimel. Aseres yimei tshuva neged asara ma'amaris. Aseres yimei tshuva neged asara ma'amaris v'aseres hadivris v'akasavnu mokom achar v'shem mori zikni shegimel in yonam elu asara ma'amaris v'eser makos v'nitzim b'mitzrayim v'eser hadivris hakol echad. So that's a bakanta idea, and a well-known idea in this Fasemis, the name of his grandfather, that we have this idea of 10. It's the 10 ma'amaros with which God created the world, the 10 utterances, are connected to the aseres hamakos, the ten plagues that came on the Mitzrim, and that's connected to the 10 commandments. So this Fasemis says that these are three situations that are in the path of tshuva and avodas Hashem. Tkia, true tkia, and Malchiyah, Zichronis, and Shofus. What does that mean? First we'll explain, then we'll read it inside. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order that he should have a mamlacha, he himself should be the melech. And when the melech has servants that are makabel as malchus, and they call to him, and they raise their eyes to him for his name, for his glory, so he has anay, as kavach, akol bar lechvodo, but sometimes this situation, there's hester upon him, and his malchus is not nikar begalui. There's this teva that's mastir. And when from the depths of darkness the Eved realizes his master and he cries out to him, so then the Malchus of Hashem is revealed again. And that revelation that comes from the Hester is a lot more higher quality than the first Gilui without the Hester. So there are three stages in the Gilui Malchus. The Malchus HaGluya Shel HaBore, that's the revealed Malchus of Hashem that creates the whole reality, the whole world. And then there's the Hester that comes from Teva, this hiddenness, this nature that looks like God's not here. And then we're mashabed ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoch HaHester. And that's the avodah Hashem wants from us. So now we understand the maimer of the Chiddush HaRim. First there was a gilui of Malchus Hashem. And then there was this hiddenness, Tzrayim. And then we had all these nisim, these aseres hamakos. He cried out to Hashem, mitoch Hester. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala himself, and he did nisim. And then from that came the Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, Viskli Hashem al Turah de Sinai. Because this gilui is after the hiddenness of Mitzrayim, we have the gilui of Mitzrayim. So the first started with aseres ma'amaros, then aseres hamakos, and then we cried out to Hashem from the darkness. And then Aseres HaDibros, and there was a revelation again. Aseres Ma'amaros was the original creation. God also revealed himself. So Imre Lefanei Malchiyus, that's the Hamlacha, original Hamlacha. God created the world. Zichronos, that we remember from afar. What's not close, what's not revealed. Despite the Hester Panim. And then comes Shofros. Shofar is the kol apnimiya, davuk b'sharash elyon. This deep voice, this pnimius, that has no words, that has no letters, this kol pashut, that has no ideas, which is davuk b'Hashem. It's also the seder atkiyas. Tkiya, straight. We have this straight pathway to Hashem. Trua, it's broken up, we're crying. True as a cry. And then Tkia, we go back to the source again. So let's see the Lashon of the Fasemis inside. So they're all parallel. The Asar Mamaras, Asar Makos, and Asar Dibros, Machos, Chronos, and Shofris, Tkiya, Shvarim, Tura, Tkiya. So these groups of three all parallel each other. Perish Advar. Shabriya Solomai Silakabal Machos Shemaim. Hashem created the world in order to be Makabalas Malchos, Shakolach Vodobara. Veshel Shemis Baruch Kibud Mechlal Hakriya Mikulam. Abba Bnei Israel Nivaru Lios Bimitzrayim Vastaris. So Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world for his honor. Then came this Nakuda of Hastara, of Hester, Mitzrayim. By Dei Tzaka, Chazul Estabik Bashem, through Tzaka, they went back to be Davik Bashem, a Kabbalah's Malchus Shemaim, Shachar Agalus, who both in Aroi, and be Makabal Malchus Shemaim after Gaulus, that's the right way. Like Mat Kamoshe Abba Kabbalah's Atar Panim Bipanim, Kamoshe Omar Tanik Leisa, you revealed yourself, Banan Kuodech Al Har Sinai. Al Shem Kachicha, Ladabri Imam, and Shemaim Mishmatim Kolecha, and Iglesa Lem Lar Blake Toyar. It's a Mardik idea that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, after the hiddenness of Mitzrayim, he cried out, and then he revealed himself. That's revealing the internal life of creation with complete clarity. Levad Hamuna. Besides Amuna, meaning now we have this clarity at Har Sinai, you don't really need, when Hashem is revealing himself to you, you don't really need Amuna anymore. It's right there in front of you. Zel Malchius Kalabriya Kanal, Zet Kia. So that's Malchius, the God who created the world to be Melech. And that's at Kia. It's Dabik Besharish Elyon. We make this straight Kia, Milshon Takua. We're stuck in the source of being. And then Zechroinus. We have to be remembered. Something far away to be remembered through this tzaka. It's a broken, it's a cry. And then comes shofars and tkiyah achrona. In the footnote, in the brackets, he's mitzayin to the mimer ha'achdus lachasur Yosef Yaivitz shekasav mein elu gimel b'chinus shekasavnu, that these three matzavim are also the b'chin of the Yavis. Avram is megala malchus Hashem, he saw the Bria. Yitzchak is his batlus, time of Hester, he's mevatel himself. And then Yaakov was megala malchus Shemayim, the truest galus. And that's Matan Torah, Yaakov's connected Matan Torah. In the B'nei Bina, it's good for everyone to buy the Tzvas Emes B'nei Bina, Mamish Moshev so much. He quotes it, Ikra Emunah Em Yud Gimel, Kumo Shinech HaRambam, Avalim Shloshir, Em Perish Em Enech, Bavanor Hashem Havoya, Be'em Atzman Perish Tevus Echad, V'ni, okay, so he's Cholek on the Rambam. The 13 Ikrim, there are only three. That they are Perish of the Shem Enech, Bavanorah, the name of Havayah, of Hayahov, of Yiyah. Vini Achdus Nechlek L'Shlosh Echalok, Emechur Achdus B'muchlek, Yuz Baruch, Bari Levado, Vein Acher Ito, God created the world alone, To Hashem Levadecha, Ta Asisa Shemaim, 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 B'chol Tzvam, Ritzchol She'alea, V'chelek Hasheni, Shmei Achdus She'alekenish, Yuz Baruch HaMashgiach Amiti, God's guarded, God is providence over the world, V'chelek HaShlish, Einu B'zman Azev, V'lasid Liyos, V'elev Inetzvios, Yuz Baruch Levado, Yavid. They're only going to serve God. And that's Shat and Shem Havoya. Haya Hove V'yiyah. Haya. The beginning he was alone. Hove. That's the Chelek Hasheni. Now he's Mashgiach. And then Yiyah. In the future he's going to be Mashgiach. And then in the Sefer Yisod Emunah he writes, V'dash Eilei Gimel Yisod Hashem Yim Sod. Avos HaKadoshim Avram Bir She'el Olam Chadish. Amram is Megala, the world has a Mechadesh, Yitzchak, Hayim Avar, Sherosh HaBeis, Parad Yitzchak, Shkui Metzah Schar V'onesh, this union of Hashgacha, Surim, of darkness, the Shvarim Trua, Yaakov was Man Shalem Yachlim, Shalem Yitas Shlem, Yaakov was Mita Shlem, all of his kids were Tzadikim, and that's Olam Haba, that's that beautiful world when there's going to be this revelation. Continues the Sasemes, Vukneged Gimel Avis, Avram Avinu Alav Hashem, Bebechina Rishona, Shekneh Kodesh Baruch Hu Shemayim Ba'aretz, like it says in the Gemara in Sota. He said that God created the world, Moshisa Shekaracha Adon Tchila, he's the first one to call Hashem the Adon, Yitzchak, Heket Atzma Lekodesh Baruch Hu, Vubiti Atzmuso, he bound himself for Hashem, his Mevatel, his Atzmus, his essence, his being. We just cry out to Hashem in the Golas, that's the Eitzah. Even we don't know how, we just cry. And Ravinu said, just like he didn't say anything about the Akedah, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Shosek. That when the Jewish people are sinning, it says in the Medrash, remember Yitzchak, Akedas Yitzchak, and be Mismali Rachamim. And that's the Trua, Avshin Estapchim, B'Dvavonos, B'Bibel Adas, Imkol Zetzrichim Litzok, L'Shem Yitzchak, B'Chinas Bittel, even though we get all mixed up. And Rosh Hashanah, we still have to cry out to Hashem B'Chinas Bittel. And then, that's Yitzchak, and then Yaakov, who Shlemus Haroi is Galus Ha'emes. Yaakov is revealing the truth. So that's B'Siyata Dishmaya. We learned a few Ma'amarim in the Sfasemes. It's always so beautiful and inspiring. We learn the words of the Holy Tzaddik, and we should be Zochem Yitz Hashem to continue. I thank my friend Rav Jeremy Wernick, who encouraged me to give these series of Shiurim. It should be a schus for him, for all of us. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.